Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise my Lord for having given me this opportunity to be with you and praise God. And I am thanking our beloved pastor whom I have seen just now. Though just now I heard a lot of things about him from my son and from my family, from my people. And I thank you all the congregation, and I thank you very much. I would like to share something which is in my heart to all of you. You're my family. I like to come every year, but I was not able. I'm happy to be with you today. I joined my family today. So I would like to share something from the Bible that is in... somebody help me. It is... in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 2. Malachi chapter 1, verse number 2. There we see, I have loved you, says the Lord. He is loving us. He is the God of love. He is loving every one of us. No matter an Indian, an American, a German, or whatever, whoever. There is no difference in his sight. So he is loving every one of us. I would like to share and point out some love story which I know, or you also know about that. It is Valentine's Day. You all know about that. Valentine's Day, February 14th, the whole world celebrate. People think that, in India especially, people think that it is lovebirds celebration. That is lovers celebration. Because of that, the young people, young girls and boys together join and to go to hubs and restaurants and seashores, and they enjoy as if it is their day. It is the day of their love between them. But it is not. They are thinking that it is lovers' day. But it is not. It is, there is a story behind it. One king in Rome was there. His name is Claudius II. He was a devotee to his goddess. He never allowed others in his country to adore or praise or worship the other gods. But there was a saint. His name is Valentine. He always praised Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, he was put in jail. And the time came for hanging him on the hanging him. So he has a blind daughter, and he wanted to tell some message to her. That is, the message is like this: love God, love your neighbor. That is the message. That is the secret behind the Valentine's Day. That is the secret. For people took it in different way. So, love God and love your neighbor. That is in the year 1992. I'm very happy and thankful for the church. One team came under the leadership of Dr. Charles Wolfe, Pastor Scott, Pastor Jacques Groh, and there is one pastor, retired pastor, Pastor Stuart McElery, and one young man, Dean Mosloff. Four came under the leadership of Dr. Charles Wolfe. That is the day of our Valentine's Day. So they filled with love of God. They came with that love to Good Shepherd India Puttur. They shared their love, their affection. After that, people started coming, flowing from this church. The love from this church came to Puttur, India. Every year, many people are here. I'm thankful all of them today. They filled the love of Jesus Christ and came and shared that love because they love God. You are all loving God. Because he is telling you, I love you. God is telling you, I have loved you, says the Lord. That is there, the word in there in this Bible. So, my dear brothers and sisters, how he is loving us? One point. Number one, he is loving us because it can seem in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5 says, the Lord God turned the curse into blessing because the Lord God loves you. Because he is loving us. Because he is showing his mercy. Because he is showing his great his love towards us. He is turning all our curses into blessing. Amen. All our curses are turning into blessing. No matter, you have been selected by God. You have been elected by God. Because he is going to change your curse into blessing, he is loving you. He is loving you because he wanted to change the curse. He wants to change your curse into blessing because of he is loving you, my dear brothers. So God can change and make around everything in our life that we are facing. We are facing a lot of things, lot of problems, lot of family problems, lot of dangerous things. Many things are happening in our families, in our first personal lives. So we have seen lot of things in our life. But you must keep in mind, your God turn your situation around. He will make all your situations around. And he wants to bless you, taking away the curse that is on you, on us, and of every one of us, because he is loving us. So we can see lot of things, lot of examples in the Bible. Number one is you can see Joseph. Joseph was hated by his brothers. He was put in a well, but God loved him because of his love. He was taken out from that well and kept him on the top of the throne. So that is God's love towards us. He never allowed people to hate you or to give some trouble to you because he is loving us. He wanted to make our troubles into blessing and happiness. My dear brothers and sisters, God can turn every mistake that what we do into a miracle. He will turn all our mistakes. He will take all our mistakes on the cross and he will give a miracle. God can turn every mess as a message. God can turn every test as a testimony. God can turn every trial as a trophy. God can turn every warrior who is worrying as a warrior of the prayer. God can turn everything in our lives because he is loving us. So take that love. Take that love. Receive that God's love and fill it with that love. And there are a lot of things you have to do in the world. Today I attended one church. She spoke the same message. I don't understand why she selected and I elected this message. Love God. Love your neighbor. Feel the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. And come to Puttur. And serve. Not only Puttur, I'm sorry, but come to go to all nations. Not, it was not told in the Bible, go to Puttur. Go to all nations. And work for the poor and needy who are in need. Neighbors means not the person who is residing by your side. Neighbor means the whole humanity that are there in the world. That is called neighbor. So there are many neighbors around us who are suffering from so many diseases, who are suffering no food, who are suffering no clothing, who are suffering no shelter at all. I think some of you might have experienced that in India. So my dear brothers and sisters, God is saying to you, I love you. Take that love. Receive that love. Keep that love in your heart. And come and go and preach the word of God. And tell people and share that love towards people.
Amen.
You have to think about that. Today we need, the world need people's love. Today people need your help. So go and preach the word of God to all the nations. I love you, God is saying. So receive that love. Why? Because he is loving you. He wants to change the situations. So keep it in mind. He wants to turn out all the situations around. If you are sick, he will turn out that sickness into healthiness. He will turn your property into richness. So he wants to turn the curse into blessing. So some people may hate you behind you. They talk much and they pose as if they are loving. They are hugging you and telling you, oh, I love you.
Amen.
But inside their heart, there may be something bad against you. Even that, God turned around it. And the curse or the hatredness they are showing towards you may not work. It cannot work. In India, I want to tell you, when people come from a travel, the women in India, they take some water and put some lime. Lime means calcium. And put some turmeric powder and make the water red and put some charcoals and put some chilies. And they, when they come inside and they do this, I'll pour that water some other's house, in front of some other's house. That means the thing that they got during their the bad thing that they got during their travel will go away by doing that, but it has to go to other people. That is not loving neighbors. It is not loving neighbors. We have to talk with them. We have to pray for them. We have to help them whenever they are in need. First thing is, he wants to turn your curse as blessing because he is loving you. Second thing I would like to tell you is, same Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 37 says, because he loved your fathers, therefore he has chosen the descendants after them. So he has loved our fathers, our forefathers. My forefathers may not be Christian, fourth generation may not be Christian. They were adoring the idols, but he loved my forefathers. He loved my fathers because of his love. He selected them. He selected them not only to be a Christian, he selected them as a pastors. My wife's father, my father are pastors. God selected them. God selected my fathers to be his children. Because of that, we are also selected. We are also chosen. We are also got power from the God. You are chosen people. We are chosen people. He has planned. You are chosen by God to be his children, to be his servants, to be his employers, so to say. Our prime minister is there. His name is Modi. He is having 100 good people around him. He is genius people. Those 100 people and come to him every day. He will tell, do this, do that, do that. Even his food, even his dress, what dress he has to wear on that day, particular day, what food he has to. So he instruct those 100 people to do that work, that work, that work. They are following. So we have, our God is creator, every one of us. So he is instructing every one of us go and preach the gospel to all the nations, because I have chosen you. I have selected you. You are in under my care. You are my under my protection. I am keeping you in my palm and looking everyone every day. I am caring, taking care of you. When people from Jesus' days, people brought their children to Jesus Christ, he just allowed them to come to him, and he took them and laid his hands and hugged them and put his hand on and blessed them. So he wants to do that work for every one of us, because he has chosen us. Whenever we go to him, he lifts us. That is there in Mark chapter 10, verse number 13, we see that. So he will take care of us. He will lift us. And he will hug us. He will lay his hands and bless us. That is why he has chosen us. He has chosen our forefathers. Because of that, we are also chosen after them. So we have a great blessing from God. We have chosen people. Mind it. You are a chosen generation. Mind it. You have to work for God. Whatever he instructs you, you go and do that work. You have to spend time at his feet. Lord, tell me where to go and what to do. So, my brothers, you are chosen by God. So ask him what to do. What to do? What can I do to this world? What can I do to the neighbor? What can I do to my church? Pastor was asking, come and join for decoration. Join. It's God's work. Ask him, Lord, you want me to go for decoration? Doing decoration? You want me to go to play the guitar here? Sing songs? Praise the Lord. So you are chosen generation. So do the God's work. Thirdly, I would like to tell, and I will close my message. Jeremiah 31 chapter verse number 3 says, I have loved you with everlasting love. Everlasting love. There is no alternate. So when you start loving your mate, you tell, I love you. So that's a big symbol of heart like this. It starts from one point and bulges and comes down. At one point, it came down. That is love of man in the world. You understand what I mean? It starts from a point and it bulges. I love you so much. Oh, without you, I cannot live. It come, daily life. It come. Afterwards, it goes to one point. You know heart? Picture of heart? It starts one point and goes, oh, I love you, I love you. Even young people nowadays, I love you so much. I can't live without you. They say, but it burst one day. That is love, worldly love. But God is saying to every one of us, I have loved you with everlasting love. I have given my life to you. I am loving you. Because I am loving you, your curse has been turned into blessing. Because I am loving you, I have chosen. Because I am loving you, everlasting love, there is no alternate love in this world. So he is having that kind of character. So my dear brothers, he is loving you. He is telling, I have loved you, says the Lord. So you please think about that. And you just think about the Valentine's Day message. As I told you, it is a Christian message. It is a Christ's message. There were a lot of commandments in the Bible. In olden days, in Israelites, they were having one book called Talmud. In that Talmud book, there were 300 commandments. They were asked to follow those 300 commandments. But after Moses come, God has made them into 10. But Jesus came, he gave only 2 commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. Hallelujah. Love God, love your neighbor. That will give you a great blessing in this world. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you, all the congregation. And I like my pastor is also feeling the love of God and want to come to Puttur, India, and serve there. So I would like my pastor to come to the dais. Just I want to say...
Hey.